Welcome to the Brud Detection Hotline. Today we are joined by Pistol Packin' Pete.
Hey.
And that's it, because Jesse has died by Queen Elizabeth.
Ah, rip, Jesse. Yeah.
It's sad. It's a sad day. I mean, before he was assassinated by Queen Elizabeth, he did tell us that at 7:30 he would be down to record, but it's right now 7:48. So, I mean,
we're just going to do it without him.
Exactly. If he joins, he joins. But if he doesn't, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
So what do you want to talk about today?
I actually don't really know, to be honest.
Oh, I remember. But like 2 days before we record this, I told you we should talk about elementary school.
Oh yeah. Elementary school. I don't really have any stuck on stories from kindergarten to fourth grade, because through that time I kept switching through schools every year because of the special needs, which I thought was bullcrap. I don't understand why I was in it.
Oh yeah, explain how you were classified as having special needs.
I had ADHD.
And they thought you needed extreme.
They thought
you have ADHD, and they thought you were at the level of a kid in a wheelchair.
Yes. That can't speak and is most likely dead.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just like, it's just ADHD.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with having ADHD. The problem is that I wasn't able to be in any normal classes for about 4 to 5 years.
Wait, so from what grade did you, like,
From kindergarten to mid-fifth grade.
Damn.
So, like, halfway through fifth grade, I got out. And I was in normal classes.
That's a bruh moment. Were you allowed to go on, like, field trips and stuff?
We didn't have any field trips because they thought some of the kids would run away. I'm not kidding you. Because I was just sitting there in my special needs class, and then the teacher was reading not Norman, which is a story where an Indian doesn't want a goldfish as a pet.
What?
And halfway through the book, I was like, how come we can't go on any field trips? And then she gave me the most stink eye look, like she wanted to kill me. And she was like, because some of the students here aren't mentally stable and they're going to run away.
How could they run if they can't walk?
No, some of them could walk. It's just that I don't understand how you can lose them because they scream 24/7. So I don't understand how you can lose a screaming kid.
I can imagine, like, you guys are going to a field trip to, like, a theme park or something, and all of a sudden the teacher, like, gets distracted, and then she hears a kid going, ah, like, Jimmy, get back here.
This one time in class, they gave us free time, but the free time was, how do I put this in a nice way?
Yikes. Yikes.
Free time in a Yikes. Class. All they gave us was just Legos, and it was like, they had 5 pieces. Couldn't do anything with them.
Five
Lego bricks. That's it. And
oh shit, Pits.
What is it?
Keep talking.
And
that didn't
And all the kids would literally push each other to get to the Lego bricks. One time, the teacher, this is exactly what the teacher said. Cody, you've been a good boy all day. She gave me a gold star sticker. And she said, you can go ahead and have free time early. And I decided to be an asshole. And I grabbed all 5 Lego bricks. And the kids, as soon as they had their free times, guess what they were doing? Screaming at me. I don't think they could speak. They just spoke and screamed. Because one kid would scream and another one would.
It's a chant.
It's like they know what they're talking about and scream.
By the way, this isn't funny. We haven't laughed at all. If you think we laughed, we can handle this in court.
Man, so, we'll sue you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take your toilet. Better watch out.
They'll take our $1.
That $1 we have.
The $1 we've made out of this podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, but we did reach 100 plays, which yeah. I think it's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm. Especially for us 14-year-old kids. That's getting somewhere.
I mean, it's facts.
Facts. Like, big facts.
Like, there's probably some people that would never listen to this. But, I mean, you know, like, once, like, if they ever have the urge to listen to this, they're like, it counts as a view. So, you can hate this, but if you've listened to it, I mean, I'm not complaining. You can dislike it all you want. I mean, you gave us the view, so we're good.
Yep.
Give us a penny more. So,
wait, a penny a listen?
Yeah, each person is a penny.
Oh.
So that means we have to, because our sponsor, Anchor, by the way. Hey, Anchor. Anyways, our max like limit to make off of our sponsor is $15. So we have to at least get 1,500 listens to get those $15.
Oh my God.
And it does seem like a big number, but we've already made $1.
In just like what, a month?
Depends, because I can because I don't know if you guys are able to, but I can see my the analytics for the podcast, and when we relaunched and we said new episode of the podcast, so many people listened to the one where it was me and Jesse, like back in 2019. Instead of the actual new one. And I thought like people would understand because like we promoted it, and in the way I promoted it, it was like you know when you're listening to it on Spotify or something. By the way, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Except for SoundCloud. We're working on that for you SoundCloud users. But I mean, it's on Spotify, and if you have an iPhone, I mean, it's Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you can hear podcasts. But like I posted it on, like to view it, and I don't know. Okay, so you know how like when you're listening to a song or something, right?
Yeah.
Like it gives you the fucking logo or shit, and then like you can pause it, skip forward, skip backwards, and that.
Mm-hmm.
I took a screenshot, and it was the new the first episode, And I posted it on my story. So I'm like, okay, people must like look at the name and then go listen to the new one. But apparently not, because they're like, oh, by first one, they mean obviously the first one, the old one. So, I mean.
You know, here's something that I actually wonder. If you delete an episode, will you lose money?
I don't think so.
Because, like, you get a penny a listen and or view. And let's say an episode has 100 views. Bam, you got a dollar. But you get rid, you delete that episode. Dude, like, it gets rid of the listens and you could lose that dollar.
I don't know. I don't want to try it. Because some of our episodes are popping off for a small podcast. I mean, like, our first three episodes have, like, 30 listens each, so they're not that bad. They're not that bad. But anyways, out of this whole behind-the-scenes thing, were you, like, in your whole school life, were you ever able to go to any field trips? Like from fifth grade to now, have you ever gone?
Okay, so after I got out midway fifth grade, like the next week after that, we went on a field trip. I hated that field trip. We went to the McCollum Theater and we watched a play on Robin Hood. And now that I remember it, that's the hardest I have cringed in my life because it was just so bad that they tried, the actors, they tried to get all excited and into it, but it just didn't, they just seemed like they wanted to shoot themselves right on stage. And I usually say to people, I show them something, I say, this has made me cringe so hard. I've never cringed so hard in my life. But then I remember that play, and that takes the cake. That takes the whole cake easily, and nothing can replace that moment of most cringiest moment in my life. And sixth grade, I would count science camp as a field trip.
Yeah.
But after that, the seventh grade, eighth grade, and I don't remember if there was a freshman field trip, but after that, after science camp, I didn't go to any more field trips.
Damn. My school was filled with field trips, dude. It was...
Yeah, lucky you. Wow.
Most of them were basically like the McCollum Theater, because we went there quite a lot. I was a kid, so I didn't like physically like remember all
the... I wonder why that was their number one spot.
Well, mine was like literally like a couple blocks away from it. I used to live in I'm not gonna say the whole thing, but I used to live in PD. If you know what that means.
I used to
live in PD, and like my school was literally like a couple blocks away from it. But the most banging field trip from my elementary school was a water park.
Went to a water park in elementary school?
Exactly, dude. My elementary school banged. I don't care who you are, my elementary school banged, dude. In fourth grade, we like basically the whole fourth grade went to this water park. It was literally like a same like two block walk. Cause we lived really close to a park, and like right in front of it there was a water park, so they would let us go there, and it was banging, dude.
Do you think they still do water day? Because like in elementary school, like the last 2 weeks of school, they would bring in a fire truck, and All the classes would have water balloons and mini water guns and all that. Do you remember that at all?
I do remember that. And like I say again, my school banged, bro. In third grade, like, they had this, like, annually for every third grader, they had this thing where, like, they would bring firefighters. This wasn't even, like, at the end of the year. This was, like, middle of the year. They would bring firefighters there, and they would have all, like, these mini activities. And I kind of hated mine because all the higher grade kids, like, when they tell their third grade, we called it, like, Mustard Day or something. I don't know why. But, when they talked about it, like, they got, like, shirts and everything. So, I'm like, bro, I want me a shirt that I can remember forever, right? Want to know what we got?
Yeah. What?
We got plastic fire hats.
Wow, you're so lucky.
I know.
Dude. The field. Hold on. The field day that I experienced while being in special ed was we were in class because, you know, screaming kids. The teacher said they would run away even though we're on campus, yeah. Which I didn't understand. You know. But the field day, the quote-unquote field day we had, the teacher brought in water bottles. And I asked, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? And they said, we're having safe field day.
What did you call it?
Safe field day.
Faith?
Safe. S-A-F-E.
S-A-S-E? Oh, safe.
Safe. Oh, my God.
I couldn't hear you good. I thought you were saying face, then faith. I'm like, what are you saying? Okay.
We had safe water day, and it was so annoying. It wasn't even, like, good water. It was Dasani.
me and Jesse had this.
These cheap-ass motherfuckers gave us Dasani water and called it a field day. We didn't even watch movies or anything. We just sat there at our desk waiting for the final bell to ring.
Wait, did you guys were you guys able to throw the water or anything, or they just
gave... No, we had to drink it. What? And then after that, we had to throw it away and sit there and look at nothing. We couldn't watch a movie or anything because there was a kid with epilepsy.
Fuck. That's not funny.
So, I hated first grade, second, third, fourth. I hated my 4.5 years of my life.
I know they're special ed kids, but, like, that's
sad. I mean, that was the special needs class when I moved up here. Before I moved up here, the special needs class I had was banging. Like, it was fun.
Oh, so
the kids
somewhere else?
The special needs class that I'm describing is when I moved up here. But before I moved up here, the special needs class I was in was awesome. It was actually fun. Cause, like, the teacher, I loved our teacher. It was, every day, if we had time, we would watch a movie. And I gotta say, they were pretty good movies. I don't remember what they were, but I remember them being pretty good. And he gave us, like, art tutorials and stuff with Photoshop.
Bro, that's lit.
And he gave us, like, computers and stuff. Like, they weren't bad computers. They were pretty good. And then I moved up here, and then I wanted to shoot myself because it was so bad. It was, I don't want to say annoying because I feel like that's really mean. But, yeah, I just had a bad experience when I first moved up here with school because of that special needs class.
So the Dasani happened here?
Yeah.
Damn. Like, I understand it's special needs and everything, but
like you want to keep them safe, but that's too much.
Like shit, at least like give them pencils so they can poke holes in the caps and then like squirt each other with the water bottles.
It's not a good idea, especially with the special needs class I was in. Giving them pencils? No. We had to do work with crayons.
Or you know what I mean? Like, let the teachers poke a hole in it and then like squirt each other in class or something.
There wasn't a pencil in sight in that classroom.
What?
There wasn't a pencil. It was just crayon.
There was
crayon everywhere. No. Either that or the teachers kept them hidden. But other than that, all I could see was just crayon. That was it. I'm pretty sure they filed out paperwork with crayons. Just imagine, like, oh, she requests a paycheck. Oh, what's this? Blue. What a good taste. Good taste in color.
Blue, right? Sure.
Like, what's this? Cyan?
You should have chosen blue raspberry, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, what's this? You chose magenta? Nah, you're getting fired.
There's
no pencil.
One of my old elementary friends, like, I still talk to him and shit, but like his whole like basically in like fuck, I keep saying like, goddamn. Basically during elementary school, me and him like kept talking about like, oh, I want to be a YouTuber. Oh, YouTuber's awesome. YouTuber.
That was every kid's dream.
Every kid's, right? And like,
yeah.
He actually
Make sure you download Anchor, listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you share us to a friend, and we'll just get back into this episode. Sorry for the technical difficulties, and continue.
Basically, what just happened, the audio cut out, or not cut out, the audio ended, so we're starting over again. This is just going to be added again. So, basically, what I was saying, so you know how every kid had like their YouTuber dream.
Yeah.
My best friend from elementary school basically came through and he started like recording YouTube videos like in fourth grade or something. Yeah, it was fourth grade. He like started YouTube and he's doing pretty well now. He's like at 300 subscribers or something.
Dang.
I'm in two videos of his. One was at the aquatic center, which is the water park. And there's another one where it's literally like we were hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese, I love that place.
It was a banger, dude.
That place was amazing. My grandma used to take me every day when I went to her house.
Every day?
Yeah, well, not every day, but every time I went up to her house, we would go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, every day? God damn, I went like once every 2 years.
Oh, my God. Do you still go?
Anyways, no, I don't. Well, not now, especially.
The only time I ever go is for the pizza. Their pizza is actually pretty good. I'm not even going to lie.
The only time I go to, like, an arcade was with Jesse and our other friend. It was for Jesse's birthday, which it's a pretty good story. I think next time when Jesse joins, we should talk about that. If he joins. But anyways, yeah. I was saying, the one with me and my friend going to Chuck E. Cheese, that, I think, is his most viewed video. Like, it's about to hit, or it probably already has hit, 1,000 views. Which fucking rocks, man.
God.
I'll give them a bit of a shout out if anyone wants to go ahead and watch those videos and watch me embarrass myself as a like 7-year-old kid. His channel is Isaac's View Official. So he didn't ask for this, but good. Go subscribe to him or something. I don't know. Like his videos. I don't know. I'm not a YouTuber.
I wanted to do YouTube, but I slowly started giving up on it, and I just stopped.
Every kid wanted to be a YouTuber, dude. I had this one YouTube idol when I was like 7. Like, holy shit, dude. Like, fuck. I keep saying like, he was such an idol to me. I would like try to mimic his intros and shit, or like his talk. It got out of hand, dude. Like,
did it get to a point where you didn't even have a camera? You just pretended you were on a video.
Basically, yeah, basically. Like, I would be playing Minecraft, and literally when no one was around, I'd just be like doing his intro. Dude, I don't know if you know, like, he's basically a family-friendly YouTuber, like, basically for kids. Do you know who Stampy is? He's a Minecraft YouTuber.
Oh my god. Do I? I love that dude.
Dude, he was a banger, dude.
He was awesome. Like, I really enjoyed his videos.
Yeah, man. Like, he rocks, dude. He was such a good YouTuber for my age. Like, it was so good. Like, every day I would watch a Minecraft video. I was obsessed with Minecraft.
So was I. Because, like, every day I would get on YouTube and I would watch a Minecraft video. But a 7-year-old me, if I heard one cuss or a bat, no, no, no. I'm not going to watch these guys again. But as a 14-year-old teenager, I tried watching those exact videos that I watched when I was little. I can't. I won't cringe, but I'll just be like, nah.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, because you've already watched it. You were a kid. You've already milked the enjoyment out of it. And that spark is just not there.
Yeah.
And I would be addicted to Minecraft now if it wasn't overrated, and just there's so many Minecraft memes. Like, at first it was funny, but then it got old real quick. And
yeah,
I stopped playing Minecraft in total.
I think we can both, and a lot of other people can admit, Fortnite has officially died.
Yes, it's dead.
It's dead. Minecraft, on the other hand, it's not dead, but it isn't popping either.
It's not dying, but it's not going up there anymore.
Yeah. Like, the only thing that, like, is getting people excited is the new update that's coming out. But other than that, it's just the same. And when the whole Fortnite versus Minecraft thing, I think people milked the fuck out of it, and now it's back to normal. So, like, no one goes like, hey, you want to play some Minecraft later? You know, like,
just like with PewDiePie and his Minecraft Let's Play. Like, people absolutely milked PewDiePie and his Minecraft videos, and I personally don't like PewDiePie. I don't really find him that entertaining, to be honest.
I think there was a period, for me, especially during his whole Minecraft Let's Play thing. I thought it was all right, but as like his series progressed, and it started with this one episode. It was like episode 76 or something. I don't know.
My God, how many episodes does he have of that series?
I honestly don't know, but it was a pretty, not recent, but it was pretty late, pretty late in the series, where like he would like, obviously not him, but his editor would use like some weird sound effects, because PewDiePie would make voices for his characters and stuff, and instead of doing like speaking to them, he would use these weird nasty sound effects, and that just got me uninterested. I'm like, okay, yeah, this series is it's gone down. But in my opinion, I'm happy where Minecraft is, because it's not turning into the new Fortnite.
No one's except going, they need like, a cave update.
No one's going like, "Hey guys, welcome back to another Minecraft video. Today, I'm gonna show you how to get a 60-degree sniper shot and build 90s in Minecraft.
Make sure you hit that people like button, guys." People can actually do Fortnite builds on Minecraft.
Yeah, I know, but like it's not going into that direction. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, yeah. One YouTuber that, well, not one, basically not one, but this YouTube channel that I really, really, really enjoyed, but I absolutely hate them now. Smosh. You remember them, right?
Yeah.
They were so good. I mean, it was amazing. It was just the two of them, you know, just two idiot friends just hanging out, making videos, making some pretty funny skits. But then they just started adding more and more and more and more people. And it just wasn't that funny anymore. Especially since Anthony left.
The only Smosh related videos I watch is their Try Not to Laugh series on their second channel. Cause like,
even then I can't enjoy their second channel. I can't enjoy any content from them except for their old ones.
Their Try Not to Laugh videos, they aren't like, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna sit down, turn on my computer, and let's go ahead and watch some funny Vine compilations." Like, no, what they do is like they get someone to sit down in a chair, and they have all these little like props, and they have 30 seconds to go up there and make them laugh while the person in the chair has water, and if water comes out their mouth, they win, but if they don't make them laugh, they lose. And like sometimes that shit's funny. Like, Call Me Carson was on that shit. That shit kind of slapped. But there's, like, a couple of people in there that are just cringy and, like, they're not funny.
Yeah. I like to watch their old videos because those ones, it brings back childhood memories.
Nostalgia.
When they were good. Big nostalgia. I watched one of their food battle videos. I got hit with a fat nostalgia boner. And no, I didn't actually have a boner, but I just got
I was gonna say like a huge nostalgia moment. Like, I was gonna like finish it for you, but then you come out with boner.
But yeah, I got hit with a big nostalgia wave, and I was like, oh yeah. This was some good content back in the day.
I've never heard someone say, "Oh, I got hit with the nostalgia boner, dog."
I've heard some YouTubers say it, but like only a couple times.
I've never heard that.
A nostalgia boner?
Okay, wait.
I was going to say nostalgia nut, but it kind of wouldn't make that much sense. I mean, what I said didn't really make sense either, but you know, it is what it is. Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh my god.
Okay, what's up, girl?
Speaking taco.
¿Ocupabas algo?
Okay.
Okay. What happened?
My dad came up to the truck, and I didn't want him to, like, open the door and hear you start swearing your mouth off. And he just stood in there looking at me, so I, like, was waiting for him to open the door, but then he just walked off.
So he just stared at you while you were in the truck and just walked off.
Yeah, that's spooky. Why. Okay. Okay, continue what you were saying.
Right. I don't remember what I was saying.
Okay, then. Okay. We had to go through. Right? Make sure during that whole thing you listen to, you download Anchor, you share this podcast, and you enjoy it. Okay, I know I said if you hate it, okay, good for you, but make sure you enjoy this podcast. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
stop what you're doing right now. Sit back, relax. Drink some hot chocolate or something. Like, during this whole quarantine time, just vibe and listen to this podcast.
Why would you drink hot cocoa in this weather? It's getting hotter and hotter.
That's true.
I would say we should talk about global warming, but I remember Greta Thunberg, and now I don't.
Dude, what happened to her, dude?
She just gave up.
Like, she was, like, popping, like, for a good month, and then she just disappeared.
She was gone. I don't think she did anything for the environment. She just got... I think the reason was...
Her teacher
said, okay, here's an assignment of what you think is... of what your opinion is on global warming. Greta Thunberg won an award, and she got all famous... The economy is dying. How dare you? Shut your bitch ass up. I mean, dude, like, wait. God damn.
What if, okay, so you know how, like, she was complaining about, like, air pollution and shit, like, global warming and all that stuff. What if you think about it, what if she started the coronavirus? Because since the coronavirus started, air pollution has, like, lessened. There's, like, apparently there's dolphins coming back to Italy and, like...
Venice specifically.
Exactly. Like, what if she started this whole thing?
Well, I mean, that coronavirus would... That conspiracy theory would be good, except it was confirmed that a stupid idiot ate a bat and...
But what if that's what the media wants you to think?
Oh shit.
Exactly, dude. Who the fuck says the media tells the truth? Like, sure.
That is true. Media always
like lies. Sure, last
most of the time.
Like this week, apparently fucking 10 people died in Canada. Rest in peace. But like what if
if that's real? And yeah, no, rest in peace. But if it's fake, then shut the fuck up. Stop talking.
I'm not joking. It is. But like, what if more people died, and like the media, like, oh, because it was in Canada, and so like, oh, Canada's not this bad. It was only 10 people.
How many people have died in America?
Oh, dude.
Or better yet, China.
Well, right now. America's number one, bro. Like,
America, are you baby. Serious?
America, baby, dude. Fucking New York's popping off with corona cases. I mean,
Yeah, that's right. They have military personnel in New York now.
Yeah, dude. We overtook China. We overtook Italy, bro. Fuck that China number one, man. USA number one.
No, now that kind of doesn't make sense because China is insanely overpopulated a small space. They have like a billion people. Well, I'm not kidding you. That's the population right now. Probably decreased.
I know, but like, but China like stepped in pretty quickly, unlike America where it's barely like people are shutting down shit.
Because it's getting their solution of handling coronavirus is locking people up that steps outside, like, and they're releasing actual criminals.
Did you see like the whole news thing like about 2 weeks ago when like college students had their spring break in Miami, so they all decided to go to the beach, and like I think someone interviewed a kid. And they were like, I don't care if Corona exists. We're going to party. We've had this plan for, like, months now. So we're not going to let some virus overtake us. If it happens, whatever happens, happens. Like,
they all caught it.
I don't know. I don't know what the situation there was. But, like, everyone, like, probably thousands of, like, adults went to, like, a beach and literally partied during this whole thing. It's kind of whack.
They all caught it, or
I don't know what the thing was, but like they all decided to go out instead of self-quarantined, tinning or whatever the grammar is. So I mean, some of them probably got it. You never know, but I mean, it is what it is.
I wouldn't doubt if all of them caught it. Cause...
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because it's just such a stupid thing to do. Like, if it can't affect you, like, because you're young or whatever, it doesn't matter. You could still catch it and give it to someone else who it can affect.
Yeah.
So, I mean... It's a weird thing.
You know, here's something that I've thought of. I know it's pretty off topic of this, but like, I wonder how big of a baby do you have to be so tall at 14?
What?
I
get it. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like they're so tall. Like how big of a baby did you have to be?
Like because like one of our friends in our PE class, not this year, but last year when high school started in September, it was his birthday, and he started high school at the age of 13, and in September he turned 14. And he's like, he's taller than most of the teachers.
Oh, Boom Boom Guy?
Yeah, Boom Boom Guy.
Oh.
And he's boom, only boom 14.
Guy. Jesus like, Christ. Yeah, every time, because he would say something and I would say something back, and he would just look down at me and I would look up. Now I have the most petrified look on my face. Like, hey, I'm gonna fucking die here.
Cause he's a mountain, dude. Like, what can you do? Dude, it's a whole like different story. There's something that has been on my my mind recently. Life is so weird.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, right now, this podcast could be totally different, right?
Yeah. Like,
this whole thing could have been a mixture of subjects to talk about, and yet we chose this one? I'm trying to like make sure you understand, like right, like there's probably a like if the whole multi-universe thing, like theory exists, right? Like in a
parallel universes.
Probably in another parallel universe, right? There's probably we're probably doing this podcast. Jesse's probably in here, and we're talking about like different subjects, right?
Yeah.
Or in a in another parallel universe, this podcast probably doesn't exist, like at all.
Yeah, that's
when you really think about it. There's okay. Think about it this way. You're in a white room, right? There's nothing in there except you. You're looking straight forward, right?
A blank canvas.
Yeah.
Right? Just nothingness.
Okay, you're just looking at a wall, right? You're looking at a wall, and mm-hmm. there's millions, infinite parallel universes where you blink at different times. Like, let's say you're in a room.
Here's something that I think. I don't think you can, but, like, I wonder if you could do this. Because if you're stuck in that quote-unquote white room, nothing there, just you, I wonder if you can, like, imagine your own reality and it'll come to life.
What do you mean?
Like, so lucid dreams, for example, you control what happens in your dream.
Yeah.
In this parallel universe, this canvas, you think of a new reality. You control that reality. What happened? Who does what? And where does something go? What time something happens? What the time is, how nature works, et cetera, et cetera. So you're basically God.
Mm-hmm.
And you just control every little thing.
Yeah, that's weird. It's just really weird. Like, obviously, life is so unexpected. Or not what I mean, but like anything could happen. Literally anything could happen. If you wake up the next day, you step on a rock, that could change your whole your whole day, as if you never stepped on that rock.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Like you wake up, you walk outside, you step on a rock, that whole day happens, but let's say if you never stepped on that rock, that day doesn't happen and a whole different day happens.
Like anything, like you touch something, what if you didn't touch it, the whole day, something's different about the day.
Yeah, like let's say right now, if I, because I'm in a truck, let's say right now, I touch the steering wheel and this, like me touching the steering wheel, causes World War III.
What the fuck? Okay.
It could happen. Like, I sound crazy, right? I sound crazy, but it could happen. It's
weird. Low, but it's not zero.
It's weird. Exactly. Probably not in this life, or like in this universe. But maybe in a whole different universe, me touching the steering wheel causes World War III.
Or the world ending.
Or the zombie apocalypse. Who knows, man? It's
anything. Yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah, it's life. Basically, don't take life for granted. I don't know where that came from, but don't take life for granted.
Enjoy every little moment.
Yeah. There's a story. I've probably told you a bunch of times, but there's a story I'd like to tell. I've been robbed. Have I told you?
No.
I haven't told you me getting robbed?
No.
Bro, I've basically told everyone. Okay. Okay, then it's a story of time for you and everyone listening.
I bet.
Okay. I can give you the exact date and time. This is legit as it gets. Bro.
Okay.
Date. November 21st, 2018 at 10 p.m. To be exact, 10:06 p.m.
God.
That day, that's going to be the day that sticks in my mind forever. And I'll just start from the gunpoint? No, not held at gunpoint. I jumped in front of it. Anyway, okay. We start off with my mom because she sells puppies. She's a dog breeder. And we were selling our French puppies. We brought, I'm pretty sure, 3 in total. So we're going. It's late at night. I'm positively sure it's Thanksgiving Day. And I was so excited because this would have been the first time in like 6 years. No, 5 years. 5 years that I've been able to go to a Black Friday.
Oh,
and
I've never went to one.
Yeah. The only one I've been to was in 2013. I got an Xbox 360. I know. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I saw the console and I just really wanted something from Black Friday. So I grabbed it. I got it. Boom. It was cheap as fuck. It was like $200. Okay. I'm sorry. I know. I've betrayed my place in humanity. PlayStation for life. I'm sorry.
I don't even know you anymore.
I got a PS4 controller though now, so
I guess that's true. Okay, anyway, continue.
Besides joking around, I got an Xbox 360 and a laptop. And then this year, or not this year, 2018, the day I'm like, bro, if we sell these puppies, we get to go to Black Friday the next day, and I'm fucking pumped. I was like so happy in my head. Basically,
what were you gonna get?
I don't know. Like, definitely, probably a PS4, and like some other shit. But I was just so happy, and like I was like in such a good mood. And we get to the destination, and it's, I don't know what the fuck, but like why the world was like this, like at that time, but it was raining, it was night, and it was just that mood, right? We're like looking for these guys to like sell them the puppies, right? We're driving around, we drove to like an In-N-Out, we drove to a parking lot, like one of those like parking lot buildings where like it's stories up and up and up. And we couldn't find them. So we went to the In-N-Out and they told us they were there. And we weren't parked under shade. So they came up to us and they're like, oh, let's just go into the parking lot so we don't all get wet. And we go there. They park. We get out the car. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it was 3 or 2 puppies, but my mom was carrying one of them, and I was carrying the other. Oh, fuck. There was 3 guys in total. There was one guy in the car in their car. So they had this shit planned out. They had one guy in the driver's seat and the two other guys stepped out and confronted us. My mom let one of them hold one. And the other guy asked if he can hold the other one. I let him hold him. Both of them are holding one puppy each. And then, we start talking about the price. And, dude, we were being so nice to these fucking assholes, dude. We were, my mom was telling, because my mom speaks Spanish for the most part. So I was, translating it all. And I was, basically saying, oh, yeah. And, reality, they cost, $3,000. But we're willing to sell you them for, $1,500. And so, we were lowering the money a lot, dude.
That's, half the price.
Exactly. And what do these motherfuckers do, bro? Holy.
They run off to the car and drive off.
They ran out to their car, right? They, one of them throws the other one in the back seat, bro. It was
so. Oh my!
It was
God.
A fucking scumbag move, and my mom because she sees them both run to their car, and my mom's yelling at me to get the phone, bro. And this is the one fucking time ever since I've gotten a phone, the one time I don't have my phone in my pocket. So, I'm standing there in shock. I'm like. What the fuck do I do? I was like, okay, guy. I thought this was a prank show. Okay, I'm like, where are the cameras? Come on, where's the?
You saw nothing.
Where's the director? Nothing, right? So, the guys are in their car, and my mom is on the passenger side, trying to open the their door, and they start driving slowly. And I'm still standing there. I'm like, fuck. I can't go for the phone now because then they'll just drive off. So what do I fucking do? I decide to stand in front of the fucking car, right? And stand in front of their moving vehicle. And the motherfuckers, dude, they keep fucking driving. They keep driving. And they basically hit me. Not hit me full force. They're driving 10 miles per hour. So I jump on top of their hood and I'm banging on their window, their front window. And I look into the eyes of the driver, right? And this motherfucker, I knew from looking in his eyes, he wanted to stop driving. He didn't want to harm me or anything. And I look over to the passenger. He was one of the guys that confronted us. And he goes, keep going, dude. Keep going. And I'm like, this motherfucker. So I'm banging on the windshield and I'm literally yelling in front of my mom. I never swear in front of my mom. I'm yelling, stop, motherfucker. Stop. And what do I fucking do? I fucking grab their windshield wiper and break it off. I yank it off and try to breaking the window. I get tossed off by the car and I'm laying on the ground. I stand up immediately and try running for them. But they already get out of the building. And I ran for a good, probably to the corner of the street, trying to go get them. And I'm like, fuck, I can't catch up to these assholes. So I'm walking back and I'm literally screaming, fuck, like that. And yeah, I fucking got robbed.
All right. Do you think we should end it here?
Yeah, we've definitely been recording for more than an hour. That was a little good bonus story for you guys. I got robbed.
Yeah.
But
anyway, thank you guys for listening to the Bro Detection Hotline.
Make sure you download.
Be sure. Thanks to our sponsor, Anchor.
Also,
you guys have a nice day and stay safe, stay indoors, practice social distancing, and wash your fucking hands,
also,
please.
Also, before this ends, fuck, my voice is gone. If you don't like this podcast, cool, good for you. But, like, at least share it to someone who someone else who might hate it as well. So, like, give us a little bit of a view. Like, just share the podcast. Like, it's quarantine. You have nothing else to do. You're bored as fuck. So you can listen to the podcast, share it with people. And yeah, make sure you wash your hands, fingers, and stay inside, you fucking introverts. Bye.